Greetings. Welcome to episode 53 of Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Podcast, Envisioning a Software or Technology Product. Psychologists will tell you that what you aim at determines what you see, rather than what you see determines what you aim at. Do you see the difference? I guess you would need to aim at the difference in order to see it. Greetings, I'm Dr. Will, and welcome to Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Channel, where we focus on building real software to solve real problems. If you're interested in a free 15-minute consultation about your software project, be sure to hit the link in the show notes below for a free 15-minute no-pitch consult. The lack of a shared vision for a product can lead to a catastrophic project failure, or worse, a gradual, grinding death march, ending with the gruesome realization that you built the wrong product. It seems like a no-brainer, but sadly, it's more common than you might imagine. So anyway, what are you aiming at? You won't see the solution if you don't know what problem you're trying to solve. Getting this straight to begin with avoids the sadly typical ready, fire, aim syndrome that is true in most dysfunctional organizations, not just software. Once you understand the problem you're solving, once you know what you're aiming at, you can figure out what solution would be best, what kind of product, if any, will be used to solve the problem. Technologists' worst common and perpetual nightmare is a customer, either internal or external, who states their problem in terms of a solution. Why is that? If I know what I need, why shouldn't I just tell them? Well, physicians and all healthcare providers these days see this all the time as well. They have patients who look up their symptoms on WebMD or Mayo Clinic or do a Google search, and then they have Dr. Internet diagnose them, and then they go to the doctor and tell them what it is they have. So the doctor says, thank you, I guess I wasted all that time and money on that medical degree. Saying I need an app that has feature X, Y, and Z is like that. It's interesting to note that developers of SaaS, software as a service products, are told not to talk to potential customers in terms of features of their software or features of their product. They're instead supposed to talk about the benefits of that product. So it cuts across the grain for the customer to pitch a solution in terms of the features of the product that they expect to see solve the problem for them. So the symptoms that they should be talking about are the inverse of the benefits that they expect to receive from the software. So if they talk about the symptoms and the problem they're trying to solve, they have a better chance of getting a good solution to their problem. Why? Look, it's better for customers to begin with something like, we resell products. Our customers order them through us, and when they arrive, we deliver them and set them up for them. We're using a spreadsheet to track orders, deliveries, and sales, but it's increasingly difficult as our business grows. So software engineers or developers can take a problem statement like that and propose a solution that not only works in the short term for that immediate problem, but also is ready to be extended and scaled in the future. When project leaders hear customers speaking solution instead of problem, they need to bring the conversation around to the problem and its symptoms instead of just recording feature X, Y, and Z as the requirements for this project. Customers often assume that a stated feature or a feature that they're describing or mentioning includes something that they've seen somewhere else, but they may not realize that that something else could be part of a completely separate part of the system that they were dealing with. Don't try this at home. Leave it to the software experts to figure that out for you. Once we know what we're aiming at, we can start to explore the solutions, and through an empathic interest in solving our customers' problems, we uncover other needs that are otherwise unspoken. This channel is dedicated to helping software projects succeed, not just in the short term, but in the long term as well. And remember, if you're interested in a consultation about your current project, go ahead and hit the link in the show notes and sign up for a free 15-minute no-pitch consult with me. That's it for me for you for now. Hope you have a great day and a great week ahead. You be careful out there. I'll be seeing you. Bye.